crowds away, Jesus went up on the mountain by himself to pray, remaining there alone as night fell. Meanwhile, the boat, already 1,000 yards from the shore, was being tossed about in the waves that had been raised by the fierce winds. At about 3 in the morning, Jesus came walking toward them on the lake. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said. And in their fear, they began to cry out. Jesus hastened to reassure them. "Do not worry, it's I." Peter spoke up and said, "If it is really you, tell me to come to you across the water." "Come," said Jesus. So Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. He began to sink and cried out, save me, Lord." Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and caught Peter. "You have so little faith," Jesus said to him. "Why did you doubt?" Once they had climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat showed great reverence, declaring, "Jesus, you are indeed the one." The good news of salvation. There's a lot of storms in our world right now. And I suspect there are also storms that some of us carried in through the doors with us this evening. Illness, the illness of a loved one, grief, worry about job or finances, uncertainty about what's ahead for us this year, maybe simply being tired from trying to be strong for too long. As a fisherman, Peter knew quite a lot about storms. He stepped into far more than a few of his own storms. Peter, I think I've fallen in love with Peter studying for this gospel. And I saw some of the patterns. Man, he was so impetuous. You know, he fled, he was led by his heart. You know, he got himself, like, he followed his heart and he got himself all worked up. And then he got himself into a situation and he's like, "What?" So, I see him as a reckless lover in the best kind of way. In today's gospel, he does something nearly unthinkable. He gets out of the boat in the middle of a storm and starts walking out to Jesus, the rabbi, the teacher, the long-awaited Messiah that he is coming to love more than he thought he could ever love anyone. His heart leads him out into the dark, chaotic, stormy waters. To come to Jesus in total trust. And then his brain kicks in. He notices and takes in what he's just done and where he is. And what happens? He begins to sink. And in that moment, Peter offers one of the shortest and perhaps the most honest prayers that we find in Scripture. "Lord, save me." Because sometimes crying out to Jesus is the only thing we have left inside us. Desperation can lead us to admit the reality of the circumstances in which we all find ourselves at times. sinking, afraid, and in need of help. That's where the saving begins. Crying out for help. Lord, save me. Lord, come to my aid. And then Matthew gives us one beautiful word. What does he say? Immediately, Jesus reaches out his hand and draws Peter to himself and then back into the boat. Jesus doesn't respond to Peter's cry for help by saying, "Just have a little more faith, Peter. You can do it." Or, "Peter, just trust me." No, Jesus reaches for him immediately. There is something I hope we remember about God in that image. When we begin to sink, God reaches toward us. Sometimes God comes through another person's hand. Someone calls us. Someone listens. Someone just sits beside us. Someone remembers long after everyone else thinks our storms have passed. Because sometimes the storm passes on the outside long before it passes inside us. And Jesus doesn't only catch us. Jesus holds on and pulls us back into the boat and gets into the boat with us. Our first reading gives us another beautiful image of this. Elijah is looking for God. There's a powerful storm, an earthquake, a fire. Surely God must be there. But God isn't found in any of those spectacular things. And then Elijah hears a tiny whisper. Perhaps that's an invitation for us too. We sometimes look for God to do something enormous, to stop the storm, to solve the problem, to take away the grief. And sometimes God does something much quieter. A hand reaches for us. And if we're paying attention, perhaps we recognize that's where God is, and God is here. That's the wonder. Not always the wind stopping, not always the water becoming calm. Sometimes the miracle is simply discovering that even in the midst of everything, we are being held in the storm. And our sinking hearts and sinking our hearts deeper in prayer with this gospel, we recognize that sometimes we're Peter crying out in the storm, "Lord, save me." And sometimes we are the hand of Jesus, stretched out toward someone else who is sinking. The beautiful thing is we don't have to choose between being Peter and being the hand of Jesus. We can be both at the same time. We can carry our own grief and still sit beside someone else in theirs. We can be frightened and still reach toward another frightened one. We can need someone to hold our hand while holding out our other hand to help someone else. That's what Christian community looks like. Not strong people rescuing weak people, but vulnerable human beings holding on to Christ and holding on to one another. And that's what happens at our Eucharistic table. We come needing to be held, and Christ meets us here in bread, in wine, in one another, and goes out with us as we become his hands in a world full of storms. We may not be able to stop every storm, but we can reach, we can catch, we can hold on. So when you find yourself sinking, don't be afraid to cry out, "Lord, save me." And when you see another person sinking, reach out your hand, because sometimes the quiet whisper of God looks very much like one human hand reaching out for another. So hold on to love, and let love hold on to you. Amen.